Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, that was abrupt. Hello, hello. Welcome to all Facebookers, blog talkers, and our own little mini audience here in the studio in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We're happy to have you with us. This is going to be our, what is this, Wednesday? Wednesday, hump day. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. We're having a Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your personal psychic love doctor for the next, about an hour or so. So to begin, I'd like to remind everyone that we are using ordinary playing cards. I'm showing them now to our folks that are on Facebook so they can see, and blog talkers will just have to take my word for it. But we want you to know specifically that this is not tarot that we're doing, not oracle cards, or not any of the many wonderful, wonderful systems that are out there. This is simply personal prophecy using an ordinary deck. And as we go along, you'll see that there really is quite a dynamic energy to these cards, yes?
Perfect.
All right. Dynamic energy to the cards, to the deck, to the reading, essentially, where we're able to take a long look down your path to the future. And if we encounter things in our perception that you don't really want there, well, we work on using choice and change to get them out of there, to change them. And we keep going. If we see a better job, better income, we find ways to manifest that and bring it into our lives. And the cards will show us the true potential of those events that we look forward to that will take us higher and higher in terms of our lives. So there's an awful lot to personal prophecy, and I hope that you will consider calling in, having a reading, and we'll see what happens from there. Now I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baggins, who rides shotgun with me, and he's going to bring you up to speed on phone.
On stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Stuff.
Stuff.
All right, first thing, disclaimer, reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Second thing, this is kind of a cool one if we get them. If you're an international viewer, caller, whichever, we'll give you an international shout out over the air live.
Yes, we will.
We shall do so. And we'll talk the next thing, number, because that's the primary means of this show is communication-wise, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. When you call in, and I've done a test on this, so when you call in, you'll go on hold, and you will hear the show, which means everything is working perfectly. I physically see a list of all the people on hold. You never will be forgotten. And we will take you in the order that you have called. You know, so nobody's sneaking in front of somebody. When we take your call, when you go live, please get rid of the speakerphone, get rid of the Bluetooth, if you legally and safely can. We can't have you breaking laws or putting your life at risk if you're riding a motorcycle or something down the road and you're calling in on those Bluetooth headsets, which would be interesting. Watch out when you do that, when you do get that, the background noises that are probably going on, because you're on hold. You don't care what you're doing then. You're doing dishes, or maybe, I don't know, you're out in traffic dodging cars or something. But when we take your call, please, please eliminate all those background sounds. Please eliminate all your movements around. Cell phones get weird, and by the time it comes out of the speakers on our end after going to the internet, it degrades a lot.
Very much.
So bottom line, imagine being in the most quietest library with the best self-reception. That's what you should want to shoot for. okay? You do what you got to do, depending on what you're doing. But that is the ideal state that we would like you to be in. But, you know, that is what that is. Folks that are not able to call in, excuse me, or Skype, because you can Skype in, typically are of international folks, but sometimes we get domestic people that want to do this for one reason or another. You can call us on Facebook Messenger, but you will be calling Deborah Lee, and you have to already be friends, or you won't be able to Messenger. Otherwise, just think if you could Messenger just anybody around, that'd be horrible. So it's a good thing that they have that set up on there. You have to be friends with them. But only when we tell you to Messenger us, because Facebook doesn't have a cool automated phone system.
No, it doesn't. That's the problem.
And it's free, and, you know, you get what you get. I don't expect it to. All we will have, if we're not ready for you and we don't announce you to Messenger us and you do, we're going to have to just kill it right away. You know, we're not saying that you're banned for life or anything. We just have to eliminate the call at that moment, and you'll have to wait until we're ready. What else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, here we go. That sound means, because we have a lot of people on hold, that sound means your reading with Deborah is over. It doesn't mean it's getting ready to be over and you should ask your last minute three or four questions. Oh, hell no. That means your reading's over, because I got to give you an angel card reading. It's quick. It's one card. Hence the harps, angel. Get it? Anyway, yeah, so when you hear that, please don't keep trying to drag that. We're ending it for a reason, because we have other followers. We're not ending it because we're mean, you know. Because these other people need to get in and get their free reading, too. So,
they do.
So that's why. So when you hear the harp, please don't keep rocking and rolling. If you want to continue to talk about that subject, you can either go line up Deborah one-on-one, all to herself, psychiclovedoctor.com, go to that webpage, or you can wait till our next shows. You can call in every show and keep talking.
Interject.
Yeah, I'm done,
here.
Pretty much. Oh. So it's all you, baby, you.
Well, while he's on that subject, I wanted to mention, those of you that wonder, what does she do? What is she? I'm actually an intuitive therapist / life coach. So this takes on a whole different turn when you do get a reading. And remember, these are free readings. These are what I'm doing for those, so many out there, those who cannot manage to, arrange a private session.
Some people
with
got tight budgets. It is what it is.
It is. And it's gotten tighter since we all somehow managed to get through that pandemic.
Right.
But bear in mind, I can't go into depth with you. I can give you as much as I can in a little capsule of time. But if you want more, and I would suggest that you think about this now, if you'd like to have more, I am running a very special promotion right now. It's a special offer.
But it's not going to last forever.
No, it's
like
not.
Like all specials.
And here's the good news is, for every reading that you purchase in advance from me, you get one free. Seriously. And some people are actually bunching some together. And you can do that if you want. So you can put them, I call it banking them. I'll bank them for you. And you can use them whenever you want. If you want just 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there, we can do that.
Yeah, it's like, especially around the holidays, it's like
yeah.
The businesses that sell gift cards and they'll give you a free little $10 gift card. People buy them for themselves just so they have that extra 10. So when they go there,
that's the other thing.
Know.
You can give those free ones away to others if you'd like to have them give this a check to see what we do.
Or you can hoard them for yourself.
Yes, you can. and the bad news, though, is that I have not had a fee increase. And you said well over 12 years.
Oh, that's being kind.
And it is.
That's a low estimate. I think it's way over 12 years.
I have a website that desperately needs to be upgraded. And
you got somebody lined up.
Yeah, I have to get my head in the game, too. Like business insurance. And so I'm bringing all this up so you know that while you can make hay, as far as gathering readings, as you may, and they can be used for as long as you'd like to use them.
Don't worry about me, what I'm doing. You're getting mesmerized and sidetracked. I'm going to build a little cubicle here. So you don't even see. Well, you guys will see. I'll leave the front open.
Okay. So anyway, I wanted to mention all of that. And did you talk about disclaimers?
I did that before we did anything. That was my first
topic of conversation
was my disclaimer.
Oh, and something I think that Jim was bringing up a bit ago Your sessions with me are always 100% confidential. I never sell email addresses to anybody, and you will not get, you know, pestered with advertising or anything like that.
No, we don't play that game. You know, when people, Facebook Live viewers, when they see another viewer come on and start trying to solicit business stuff and stuff, we kick them under the curve. It's not what that's about. We're not here to we're not like, this isn't like one of those timeshare, come and have this little cool little weekend and then we're going to attack you and try to, no, we don't want that. If you're here on Facebook Live, enjoy yourself. You can chat, you can watch, you can do whatever the hell you want.
So with that said, I think we might.
As I add the extra caller on the list here,
please don't jump off the list. Those of you on Blog Talk who have jumped in for your place in line, don't jump off.
Be patient.
Yeah.
The only time we don't get everybody is when we extend the show and somebody calls in and like
at
the 80-minute mark. It's like, well, we can't go forever.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. But
I guess we could do a marathon someday.
That would suck. You wouldn't be able to.
Oh, I'd be laying on the desk.
You would be dead. Having said that, all right, we're going to our first call, even though it didn't like that click. Okay, having a area code 775, which is a Nevada area code.
And we welcome you to the show. What is your name, please?
Hi, you two. My name is Wendy from California.
Yes, Wendy, we suspected it
was
you.
We were just discussing the Nevada area code California relationship. Yes.
So, how are you doing this
afternoon? I think things are rolling along. I think I might have mentioned to you that I got a denial on my claim, and I got it in writing, and I called back, and I had her PDF a copy to me. And they're saying my medical evidence does support not being able to bathe because I can't lift myself out of the tub. But they're saying that they don't think that that my dressing is supported. Well, guess what? I woke up this morning and I realized something. On all the documentation that they were sent, at the very top of the page, it's very descriptive. It says osteoarthritis of left shoulder, glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis, contracture of right finger, impingement, syndrome of left shoulder adhesive capsulitis of left shoulder. And so if I worked for that company, those would be major clues to me, like, oh, maybe this might contribute to her inability to dress. And also, by the grace of God, my ring finger on my right hand was saved. Doctor said I needed an amputation, but I did not think. Thank you, God.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I suspect that they're going to be in a heap of trouble. And when I spoke to this attorney, this very famous attorney, last name starts with a D like diamond, first name starts with Frank. I seem to be received with much more interest at this point, and I think that it's quite possible that I might hear from the office. We've been conversing, and then I sent over medical records from when I had those two huge operations on my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I would like your, I know this is for entertainment reasons that you do your fabulous show, but what do the cards say? Do you think that this particular attorney will be happy to represent me?
What's wrong? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
great.
Ahead.
I'm going to work on your question right now.
Yep, go ahead. Facebook Live viewers, we're not snobs. We're not jackwads. For some reason, we can't see your comments right now on Facebook Live. That's just for you folks. So I went in as a different person to view. People chit-chatting away.
And, oh.
We're not seeing any chit-chat here.
Okay.
So that's the deal. Now that I know I'm going to work to resolve it, I'll try to do it quietly and silently and see what the heck's going on with Facebook. But yeah, we had I saw Just real quick, I just saw we have somebody from New Zealand.
Well, hello.
Awesome. Again, too. I think it says Ranjipit from New Zealand. International shout out. Sorry, folks. I'm going to keep this on so I can at least see folks
what
chat.
What the heck?
We don't know. It's one thing after another with frickin' Facebook.
We've got to get another place.
If Facebook was a football, I would have kicked that son of a...
Yeah.
Out to the ocean so it would never come back when the tide was going
Maybe
out.
Maybe a shark would get it.
A shark would be eating a turd.
All right, for those
sorry,
of you...
Sorry, and we're sorry about the reading.
Those of you that are interested, I am using a 24-card layout. These cards are for Wendy. And I will not ever really take any random quick draws. I prefer to see the whole playing field. Gives me an idea of who you are, really, what you're going through. And it's important for me to build that intuitive connection with you. And in essence, then I'm able to actually see your heart and the hearts of those around you. So believe it or not, I feel invested in like Wendy with her situation right now. The outcome of this matters to me.
It's pretty serious.
So, yes,
yeah, this isn't no little thing here. This is a big, big deal.
Oh, yes. You've got to go get her for a lawyer there, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He jumps right out at me. And I think that you will have a very favorable response. You know, what's up with these insurance companies? We pay them faithfully, and then they act like, oh, this is our money now, and we get to decide. Well, no, it's not. It's our money.
Because it's a freaking business. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, then the business side of that, they want to hold on to every penny they can get, regardless of who's getting screwed. So here you go.
They're going to fall back on some excuse of, oh, it was a glitch in the paperwork, or, you know, they'll never accept their responsibility. But I got to tell you, there are so many people I've heard from over the years that rarely get a acceptance right away.
Stand by for maybe a burst of noise. I'll kill it as soon as I can.
For years. Yeah. Okay. Rarely.
Sorry about that.
Are your comments coming up?
I see comments now.
All right, good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I want you to know that you are exactly right to feel very positive about this. You know, you've been working hard at this, and you deserve it. So I think that it'll start a whole new chapter in your life, Wendy. You're going to have the assistance you need, and it'll really put your mind at ease. So good for you getting yourself a crack of an attorney.
Well, thank you. When do you think I'll hear from the attorney that he will want to represent me?
Oh, boy. Maybe sooner than you think, okay?
Depending on what you think.
I hesitate on this one because we've got another caller who's working on a very important case concerning his family. And his lawyer is taking quite some time, but it's part of his thoroughness. So I don't want to jump the gun here and say, oh, I think you'll hear from him, you know, before like the 1st of October. It might take a little longer, but are you writing to him or how are you contacting this man?
Oh, we are communicating by email and we've had some conversations. I'm just telling you that I'm a very perceptive lady after being on the phone with clients in my very intense environment. And I can tell tone of voice, and I feel like I've piqued their interest. And also now he's asking for other information like, oh, what is your date of birth? He didn't ask me that before. So I'm noticing all these things. And it's not my imagination. So I choose the best because I deserve the best. And I think that I'm going to make a difference in other people's lives as well.
How beautiful is that? I mean this sincerely. You know, yeah, we're all in it for ourselves too. But when you can do, you're blazing a trail is what you're doing. You know, and that man knows his name's going to be attached to this. And let's face it, they're human. They like getting recognition themselves. So, Jim. How are we looking here?
Well, I'm going to tell you something because of your perception.
Yeah.
I rarely do this, but I woke up angry this morning, mad. I was. And it was like I was meditating that woman stating, well, we're denying your claim, blah, blah, blah. And then it dawned on me because I hadn't actually said, well, wait a minute. I had two major surgeries on my hand in 2015. Yeah. I shouldn't have had to say that because if I worked for their company, the first thing I would do, my clue would be at the very top. It gives a summary of what's going on with you.
Absolutely.
And all those conditions that I read. And I would think, well, maybe that's why Wendy can't dress properly. And I think that they are lackadaisical, and I think they're dancing around. And I am more aware, and I use my resources. And what I hope and what I feel I deserve is more than what normally I'd be allotted. I want my attorney to go after them because of the duress they've put me under, and I want extra. My attorney will need to be paid, so I want him to be paid, and I want some cream. I do, because
exactly.
of the emotional duress.
And what you're doing here on the radio is you're inspiring others to do the same. So many take that, well, sorry, you don't qualify, and they walk away with their head down. And you're telling them, fight for what you deserve. Yeah.
There are two things to think about. If you feel like you're, when it comes to health care, if you're denied, you can contact the managed health care in your state. You can also contact the Department of Insurance. However, you can also get a copy of all the clinical notes and MRIs, et cetera, in your file. So the first step would be to contact legal assistance and be persistent.
You know, and Wendy, you're advocating for people right now. So I think that
Good.
Your words are very important. So folks out there, those of you trying to deal with, you know, the big machine, listen, she's a lady going up against Goliath in this case with a lawyer that's going to get her what she needs. Now, hang on, Wendy.
Well,
you got your angel card.
Stand by.
All
for
right.
Angel
well,
card.
I'm a humanitarian, and my parents raised me, too.
Well,
it doesn't
you.
Matter if somebody has a title after their name.
Your angel
they don't
card.
Walk on water.
Your angel card subject is comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Well, good. And maybe the system will heal in the process.
Yeah, you would think. But.
Thank you, honey. We got to move on. I'm so sorry. But glad.
Thank you both. God bless.
Keep us posted.
Yeah, keep on calling. You know where to
yes,
find us.
Yes, definitely.
You're a frequent flyer.
Yeah.
Call them back.
All right. Take care now. And I think you'll be very surprised with the outcome.
Well, you're motivated, and that helps.
That really
you're
does.
You're very motivated. Yep. All right. Good luck to you, and thank you.
Bye-bye now. And you know what else? They're going to see she's not going away.
Well, yeah, and if somebody that is knowledgeable and motivated, they'd be like, ooh, we don't want this to get out of hand.
See, this is me with my...
It makes those big brother, what I don't know what you call those big nasty companies do the right thing for the wrong reason, but at least they do the right thing.
Now, see, wouldn't it be great, and I know I'm daydreaming here, everybody, but wouldn't it be awesome if we could get people like this into government office who actually believe in the job they're supposed to do, and they do right by people.
The problem is 90% of those people don't play the politic game enough to get powerful enough to get elected and stay.
And that itself is wrong.
It's an underhanded, backroom, handshake type freaking business, and it sucks. It sucks.
All of it. It's very corrupt, I think. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It is what it is. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, area code 318. I believe that is Louisiana.
Louisiana. Who's on the line with us, please? Yeah.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Who are we speaking to?
Yes, ma'am. This is Joshua.
Well, hello there, Joshua. I've been thinking about you.
Hello.
How are things going, hon?
Things
how
are going
you?
Pretty good.
They are.
I'm on my off day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what brings you to the show? Let's start there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and my question is, do you see anything happening in my career.
Ooh.
Or anything good.
What? Tell us what you do.
Yeah, we've talked to you before.
Yes, I work in sales for a call center.
Sales at a call center. Okay. All right. And how's that rocking and rolling for you? Are you liking it or do you want to kick it to the curb?
What do you really want to do?
I like it okay. The pay's pretty good. I just got a $3 raise there.
Well, hey, you can't sneeze
at
that.
Yeah, that is a pretty good
raise.
That's
a good raise.
It's not a little.
Yeah, no, they
changed
the vision on me.
Are you going to end
they
up?
They had me transferred someplace and then they transferred me back. So.
Are you going to be working up the ladder to become a supervisor or a manager? Or
is that what you would like to do?
I hope so.
Well,
yeah, well good
for you.
Well, if you got a $3 raise, you're obviously on the right track. They don't give $3 raises just any old buddy. So,
do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
Ish, if you don't have to be.
36. You know what? You sound like you're about 22.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes that... Like, for guys, that doesn't necessarily make it the old
And I wouldn't
you,
be surprised
you know?
He's very youthful-looking, too.
Yeah, I just say, sometimes we don't take that as the same compliment as women do.
No, we do. Yeah, you guys get distinguished. We get old.
I'm saying, when we're 36, you say, oh, you sound so young, like you're 22. Well, now you just said I'm old. Now you just said I'm 36 years and I'm an old-timer and I don't sound like it.
And you know, I got to tell you, Joshua, as I'm putting your cards out, the 40s are the best. I think you'll love being in your 40s. What?
I thought my 30s was the greatest decade of my life.
Because you were playing around. Because
I was like still young like in my 20s, but smarter like I would be in my 40s. So it was a good time.
They say, though, the 40s is when you start to get serious about, you know, stability and, you know.
Yeah, that's why I said the 30s were the best.
Oh, well, it can
because of the fun is still there.
It can be very rewarding to
Lord
have a family.
Lord have mercy on
and...
my soul. I survived them. All
well,
right.
I'm going to tell you something,
Joshua,
about yourself and your career. You have the ability, and this is something my grandma, she was here, she'd be saying, this is a very special young man here, as she tapped the table with her big long fingernail. And you are. You are, hon. You are going to come into your own I usually go for within a 3-year period because then people that are receiving this time frame don't get all anxious like, oh my God, is it coming tomorrow? And no, I think it'll be a progression for you that you are actually going to end up at the top of your game, whatever your game is going to be career-wise. Yes. Yes. So I want you to know that don't be afraid to dream big dreams, honey. I mean, I think it's great what you do. It shows right here. I see that you bring nothing but professionalism to your work. And I'll tell you what, you probably know this yourself. There's nothing worse than calling a call center and you have somebody on the line that's like, hello, what's your name? I mean, you can tell. They should maybe go be flinging hamburgers at McDonald's or something because they just don't have the heart or the spirit for that job. Mm. And you do. Now, right now, you're just thinking call center, it's going to be your future. But I think you got bigger and better things coming down the road. First of all, a family. And you know, what's her name again? Melissa? Was it Melissa, hon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she's not looking toward you right now, but you've got it in your heart, and you are manifesting that woman is going to one day come back to you. And I like to put it in a very romantic sort of way. Like imagine 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and there's a knock at your door, and you open the door, and there she's standing with this long, sad face in the rain, saying, Joshua, I miss you. I love you. I don't know why I was so ridiculous to end our relationship. And that's the happy ending I like to see. So I'm rooting for you. She, like I said, she's trying to turn to the future, but she can't forget you. And you're not chasing after her now, right?
No.
Okay. Remember now, that would only push her further away until she wants to turn around and receive you. Okay, so now about your career.
Yeah, that was the question.
There are others around you that are envious and jealous of you. And you know what? Put them in the rear view mirror. So if you find...
One of my bosses.
Yeah, I think so too, because I see somebody in a position over you. You know what? Just let their snarky, or, you know, the comments, the sarcasm roll off your back like water off a duck.
Yeah,
that's pretty
I'm on my
cool.
final warning.
Yeah.
I'm on my final warning.
A final warning?
Who's on their final warning?
Yes. I am.
Whoa! Well, that's not good for the career. You got to watch out there.
What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Be careful there.
He said that I didn't follow the proper procedure on a specific call when I did.
I see.
Well,
yeah.
then
those two write up when I joined his team.
Well, you know what? There's always going to be one bad apple. And your reaction to this information is more important than what you're being called out on. But keep watching over your shoulder. Make sure that your boss can't nail you on something you didn't do. Don't they record all those calls?
I would think so.
Yes, ma'am.
So shouldn't there be evidence right there to support you?
Yes, ma'am. He said I didn't go for a deferral on a client's thing when I didn't have time because the client hung up.
So then that isn't your fault.
I got you.
All right, well, don't let him get anything else on you, okay? And now it's angel time.
Stand by for your angel card reading, and the subject is courage.
There you go.
Archangel Ariel, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
Oh, I love that. That was random on your part?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't do the name.
Well, there's your reading right there in a nutshell, Joshua, right there.
Right.
Stand up for your beliefs. And I think others will support you.
Thank you very much for calling, and thank you very much for holding and being patient. And please call again and again as much as you would like.
Yeah, we like hearing from you. Take care, honey.
Yes, I'm beginning a reading when I get paid.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Hey, well, buy one, get one. So that's going to work out in your favor.
Yeah.
It'll be like buying two.
And we can go deeper into things. On the radio, we're just like a little... a speedboat up on the top
of
the
water. Yeah, we just got to give you a quick little bam-bam, and then we got to rock and roll on.
Yeah, so that'd be wonderful.
Okay.
Sweetness, so we'll hear from you soon.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. I looks like I went in and back out of Facebook, and I tested.
Everything's really messing up.
Everything was fine. I went in as one of these folks. And we had communicated, that is fine, because I saw Foxy waving at us and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I think that part's straight as far as Facebook.
And it's moving?
Right now nobody's talking, but there was. It's over the hump. So let's remind everybody.
Yes.
Excuse me, that the show is for informational entertainment purposes only. We are over the halfway point of the show. We don't have something scheduled right away at 8, so if we get in the middle, we're not going to hang up on you at 8 o'clock. That's the bottom line.
It's the bottom line.
Yeah, we're not going to screw you over. It's like, oh, hey, welcome, caller. We're going to hang up. No, that's bull crap. They can extend the show a few minutes and make sure we get all you folks that are holding in.
Wonderful.
To the next one. Make sure they're still here. People have been coming and going, so it's been really messing my list up. But this person is here, and it's area code 216, Ohio, 216. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
How you doing?
Doing, yeah.
My name's Sharon. My allergies are so bad tonight. I'm so sorry. I know.
You don't have to apologize to us.
Remember, we're over here sneezing and coughing.
This is a rare day where we're not sneezing and coughing. Yeah. It's really weird tonight.
So, Sharon, you're one of our, what do you call them, frequent flyers?
Frequent flyers.
Yeah, how's life treating you?
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh, everything's wonderful. I just wanted to see if you pick it up for me in my job in the next, like, 60 days.
Okay.
My nose is so stuffed. Yes, thank you.
So irritating.
Yep, and we feel for you.
How did your, now did we hear from you about your job review? You had a review.
It was actually better than I thought. I got like a, I would say a B+.
Wow.
I got a B+ review.
You know what though, Jim, you said even with the military, they have to find something to be.
Well, it depends on the flavor. It depends on the highest management person will dictate,
yeah.
She knows, that nobody is perfect. It can never be perfect. And then sometimes it'll be like,
B plus, maybe A minus, but I'd say B+.
Well, I'm so glad that it all went, you know, the cards were very supportive that you were going to do. Yeah, and I'm really glad that they did, you know.
I'm just thinking, I thought she had called us recently.
Maybe she did.
I think she told us on the call already.
Well, I wanted to be
But it doesn't hurt because if you trust my memory, you're trusting the wrong person. So.
Now, about the next 60 days. Are you anticipating anything, or are you just taking a look, you know, yonder?
Just taking a look. How I'm going to get along with my staff in the next 60 days.
Okay.
How's that?
That's great.
There's a couple, there's a couple deceptive people, but what do you see with me? I do my job, but you can't trust. I know. It's awful of me to say that. But what do you see coming up in the next 60 days in my job?
Actually, Sharon, I see an awful lot of leadership in you, and you are great you're great at being a boss. Here's what I'm seeing here, is they are going to want to perform even better because they feel a sense of, like more than just a working relationship. It's coming through as a card of friendship. And that's a card it characterizes loyalty and the desire to want to please. And I'll tell you what, my grandma said that card that indicates true friendship doesn't come out very often in readings. And the reason for that is, think about it, how many real true blue friends, even in a job situation, do we ever really have? Very few. So I think you should plan. Imagine yourself right now, you're on a roller coaster. But the roller coasters, you know how they always go up, 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 up to the top. But yours is just going to keep going.
Then they stop and they hang.
Yeah, I don't see you on a downshift for some time.
Scary coaster ride that never goes down.
Well, maybe it's not a good visualization for that.
That's all right. I just was laughing because we were talking about roller coasters earlier.
So I think that you are really going to shine. I really do, especially after getting this review. And how is your love life real quick?
I'm single. I'd love to meet somebody, but I don't get obsessed over it. How's that? I'm not like, oh, my God, oh, my God. I've never been like that, but yes. I don't have trouble attracting them. I'm just so picky right now. I like being alone. Do you see me meeting somebody?
I do. And it's more than just meeting somebody. You could be picking out crystal and china patterns together. If they even still do that.
That's rapid.
Yeah. No, not immediately. I'm just saying along your path, you do have the opportunity to take on a real soulmate, and it would be quite a wonderful relationship. Right now, what I'm perceiving about this guy is that he is grieving over an important loss in his life. It could be over his mother. I keep getting mother. I don't think it was necessarily a wife or a girlfriend, but he's alone too. And as Veronica would say, you don't want to cut into your turkey until it's fully cooked. So give it time. But I swear you're going to end up with somebody. And you're going to be happier than
you
ever.
The next year, you think?
Within the next year, you're going to meet them.
Okay.
Okay. Well, who? My grandma? Oh.
She's gone.
Okay, yes. And it's going to be starting out with like lighthearted banter. So
okay.
I think I'm feeling that after you've met physically, the two of you will share text messages. And it'll be quite a fun, frolicking type of romance, which I think you would enjoy.
All right. We got to move to your angel card reading. We have many a caller we don't want to leave anybody hanging. Your subject for your angel card reading is Divine Order, Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So if you got any kind of uneasy feelings at work, I'm thinking it sounds like there is order there. And obviously you're the one making the order. So
you're going to start to receive a lot of respect, Sharon, and you deserve it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling, and we hope you keep calling.
You're right, I know. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care of those allergies before
they
drive you crazy.
Yep. We're the choir here. You're preaching to the choir. So tonight is a rare night where we're both not hacking the top on ourselves.
All right, take care. Call us again real soon. All right?
Thank you, I will.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, we're
going
to go to the next area. We're going to go to area code 520, which is in Arizona.
Arizona.
Bring it in, 520. Who are we talking with?
Hi. Who's on the line?
Hi. Lisa.
Oh, there she is. Lisa, how are you doing?
Thank you. You guys are the sweetest people on the planet. I swear to God, you treat everyone like long-lost relatives. So sweet.
We need more of that in the world, but I wish you could see us in our regular life.
Or maybe not.
Maybe.
All right. Anyway, on to Lisa.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I talked to Doris. She's my friend from long ago, and she property manages, and she has a place that she thinks would work for me. I'm just trying to save money, and I'm going to go back to where I was. Excuse me, do you see me getting that place? I mean, I don't have my heart set. Actually, my heart is broken that I'm moving back.
Yeah.
But I'll get over it. I mean, it's just something I have to do to save money and get through some stuff, you know, get through some obligations, some responsibilities. So,
you are certainly not alone, Lisa. So many people are even becoming like nomads, trying to find stability and, you know, security. Even if they have to go backwards. So here, I'm going to...
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I have no reason to complain because I know, you know, what is that saying? You walk down the street crying because you have no shoes and then you see someone without any feet. I mean, someone's always got it. You know, so I have no reason to complain, really. I'm sorry that I'm even complaining.
I think that's a good point for all of us. Yeah.
To be in gratitude.
That's right. Yeah. That's when a lot of blessings actually come.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the cards for you now. So make me clear here.
Yes.
You are moving, is this back to a town you used to live in, or what's...
Right, because I have to tidy up loose ends, and I've been trying to drive the distance, but it's like 11 hours of driving, you know, back and forth. And it would be more practical just to go back there and try to tidy up loose ends. And so I was just wondering if I'm going to, Doris, my friend, said, there's this place, it's a duplex, and she likes the guy there, they're friends, and so I know I'll like him too. And that's the one she wants me to move into. And so the owner has to do some fix it up, kind of tidy loose ends there before I move in. She said maybe next couple of weeks I'd be moving in.
And the other, like in the duplex, the other tenant is a man.
He's gay, but he's nice.
Yeah.
He's very nice. I am gay. It's wonderful. You know, I don't swing that way, but, you know, my heart is open to everybody.
You know, what's the most refreshing thing about being friends with gay fellows they're not trying to get it.
Yeah,
I mean, when they tell you things, you can actually believe them.
Yeah.
There's no ulterior motive.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. That's why she said, I think that's why she was telling me that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm
a male. Don't blame you women sometimes.
That we get tired of that.
Well, and that, you know, a gay guy doesn't have a dog in that kind of fight. So he's going to tell you everything that, as a friend, true friend.
And they
no ulterior motives, not looking for a double bonus on the side or anything, you know?
No, but I got to tell you, he's got a straight friend that I believe he's going to introduce you to. And that guy really nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that chill.
Sorry, because I talk to myself and I say bad things, but
them to get the idea.
I keep forgetting this is a really good microphone.
That you're editorializing her reading.
No, yeah, I'm looking at some technical stuff and it pisses me off. So
yeah,
I say things.
He's going to gift you with a really nice guy to know in a more romantic
way. Oh,
my
God.
That is a big surprise,
talking.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe what a big
surprise. So you see me moving into that place?
Okay. Actually, I do, and I think it would be very good for you.
Wow.
And you and the
gay
fellow, you're going to be very nice friends. Okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, I will love that. I just, new chapter. You know, so you see all my furniture fitting in? I'm not going to take every single piece.
I would. Here's what I actually heard on a show, one of these sitcoms the other day. No, it was a reality show, and the father said to his daughter, take it, and then if you can't keep it all, you can thrift store it or sell it or, you know.
Yeah.
Unless you want to travel light. But some things are really hard to, you know, give up.
Yeah, it's just the major pieces. You know, I didn't think I would. I don't want to sell these pieces. They're, you know, like the bed, the couch, the
I think you should take it with you and see what you want to do once you're there.
Okay, thank you so much. We're going to give you an angel card reading before we have to move on.
Yes.
We got
Thank you.
Hang on one moment for angel card before we put you back
on
the hold so you can listen if you want.
All
clairvoyance. Clairvoyance, Archangel Razael, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
I like that.
Love is in
I
the
do.
Air. Every time.
And remember,
okay.
Your son wants to see you happy too. You know, I feel his presence very clearly in your reading.
I always feel him. Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, Jim isn't making me move on, so I thank you very much.
We got a lot of people there. I don't want to
move.
Thank you so much. We got to rock. We got to roll.
Care. Always.
Indeed it is. All right. Let's see where we're going next. Where we're going right here.
Yeah.
Area code 404, Georgia the Peach State. 404, you are live.
Hi, Georgia. Who's on the phone with us? Hello?
Hello. Well, if we're not there, we can move ahead for a minute or two. All right. We're not going to kill you, so to speak. We're going to hold you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on to our next caller, and we'll go back. We'll go back and check on her or him, whoever it may be. Let's go same coach, but let's move up. Let's move up. 917, New York, 917.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what, if you got Bluetooth speakerphone or if you're flying on the airplane.
Yeah.
It's Bluetooth.
If you got something going on in the background, we can hardly hear you.
I'm trying to take it off. Okay, thank you. Oh, my God. Here we go. I'm sorry about that. Okay, it's clear now.
Roger that. Okay, you were wrapping something up. That's cool. We're good. We're here.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for having us. So, hi. It's at the end. I just wanted to ask about Tracy.
Okay, and who is that?
The guy I've been talking to, yeah, I just want to ask about him and whatever you see and whatever's going on for him at work.
Okay. Catch us up while she takes a look at that. Catch us up on some specifics about you and him.
We haven't heard from you in a while.
It's been a while. I mean, tell us what's going on, where you think it's going, what's happened while she puts the cards down.
We'll get right to it because it's right at the end. Thank you.
Well, and also, we have extended the show to the other folks.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
There's a few other folks that are on hold probably looking on the clock like going, damn. Well, don't worry. I've already extended it.
Yeah.
So it's all...
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Nope, you're good, Tina. We're gonna fully take a good look at this. So
let me ask you, are you and Tracy hot and heavy?
Yes, even though I'm back in school.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys official boyfriend, girlfriend, or are you close?
Yes,
or...
it's Facebook official.
Well, not, you know what I mean. Yeah, they call it Facebook.
Or Instagram official.
Are you guys exclusive?
I hope we are. In my mind, we are.
Oh, that's a whole different ballgame.
No,
what she just said.
He's, what'd she say?
In her mind, that means it hasn't been officially discussed.
No, but I think he's on the same page.
Okay, but sometimes they're not.
Okay.
There you
now,
go. Go ahead.
This guy, let me see what I want to say here. Good hard worker he is. He's got many talents. He really thinks the world of you. But as I do feel that you and Tracy, this is the one closest to you making a commitment, a actual commitment with someone. And that, after all this time, you know, you've been calling us for years.
Ooh, long time.
Yeah, this one looks like the most positive in terms of potential for you, okay? Now, he doesn't have a lot for patience, though. And he needs to, it's kind of like you, Jim, where things, little things will rattle you. And he's one of those.
Yeah, things that are supposed to go smoothly that don't piss me off.
Yeah, and he's got that same kind of nature.
Well, I'm not saying that in the relationship world, though.
No, but he's not going to put it toward her. He's just got quite a perfectionist nature inside of him. He gets frustrated with himself. And he's really hard on himself. So someone like you who has a very soft and gentle nature is going to be able to neutralize a lot of that. But he's the closest I've seen as a what do you call, fiancé for you,
okay,
Tina.
Right now?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Yes, I think of that. Now, he's rattled because of work. Do you see what's going to happen with him at... He has something going on with work.
Yes, he does. Is he in trouble?
He has a silly, it's kind of, he has some things going on. So, yeah, do you see how that's going to turn out?
I personally think it's going to turn out to his benefit. I really do.
Okay, great.
I don't see him as a guy that does or makes poor decisions or anything like that or does bad things. But I feel like runs his mouth a little bit, and he shouldn't do that.
I know.
Too outspoken.
Well, that gets a lot of people in trouble.
It does.
Yep. Sometimes people should like take that extra 2 seconds to think before they speak, but they don't.
No, they should though. You're right.
Yep. Anyway.
Otherwise, Tina looks like a flower-trimmed path. Here's your angel reading.
Angel card reading time before we say goodbye to you and on to the next caller.
Yes.
Subject is nurture. Archangel Gabriel, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
And I think it's important for this relationship to nurture it.
Yeah, when they're in their infancy, you can see the child analogy.
You
right?
could marry yep. this one, Tina. Yep. Yeah, how do you like that?
I like that. Thank you. It's been a long road. Yes. Hard work made up.
Now, don't be a stranger. We need to keep doing readings on you. So make sure you call real soon when you can.
Yes, indeed. You know where to find us.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate you calling. We just miss you because you're busy, so you don't call as much.
Take care and God bless, hon.
Thank you all. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Did you hear her squeal?
Yeah, she always does. She's a very happy, positive person.
Oh, she really is.
Even when she's got a lot of stuff going, she's never been negative.
Mm-mm.
And that's hard to do nowadays.
She brings joy.
It's really hard to be that positive all the time.
But, and remember, so all of you can hear, Tina has been working really hard at building her own ministry.
And going to school.
As a nonprofit.
Furthering herself by education.
Raising kids. I mean, she's a dynamo.
She's a busy girl.
And yet she's had problems with men all the way along,
It's
going
to happen, you know.
Yeah.
All right, next caller, 908, New Jersey, 908. Welcome
to
the show.
New Jersey.
And you're not the last caller. So
hi. How are you guys?
We're good. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name is Cassandra.
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 And have we talked to you before?
I don't think so.
No, this is my first time. My friend Sabina told me about you guys.
Well,
so I told her I'm going to give you guys a call.
Thank you and welcome.
I have a question.
What?
Were you in Facebook Live viewing us at all?
No.
Okay, well, there was a Cassandra yesterday or today. But anyway, there's more than one Cassandra on Earth. So
no.
Now we know that.
You're a newcomer. You likely know that we don't just handle love problems.
Negative
we also writer. Do career, friends, you know, you name it, we can do it.
Ask any question except gambling.
Yeah, I'm not good with gambling.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Otherwise, let us do not fear.
Okay, tell me a few little things about you and what your situation is.
Hi, okay, it's my boyfriend. We had a big argument because I'm accusing him of cheating, and I think he really is. So we're not speaking. So I'm trying to see, is this relationship going to continue or what's going to happen?
Very good question.
That's a super good question, and it's very specific. And it's hard for first-time callers sometimes to actually be that specific.
It is. You're right.
So she's putting your cards down. It's a full deck of cards, so there's a little bit of time it takes. I would ask for some specifics if you feel like indulging, and if you don't, it's okay. Have you been together? Tell us how long you've been together, and this is important, has he cheated in the past?
Oh, good one.
No, and we've been together for 4 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, because I'm actually in Atlanta. I moved from New Jersey, and I actually met him when I got down to Atlanta. He's from New Jersey, too.
Yeah.
I still have the New Jersey phone number. So. But I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, you know, is time out or just let it go or try to work it out? And is it a girl?
Right now you're on a break because of this, correct? Okay. All right. Go ahead. Take it away, Deb.
I have to honestly tell you, these cards are really specific when it comes to matters of the heart.
Isn't that a hard word to say?
It is specific.
Oh, it is. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to the beginning. I'm sorry.
So I've got to tell you, I think you should believe him.
Believe him about what?
That he did not cheat.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. I just thought it was a done deal. I trust the woman 99% of the time.
Right.
Know
what?
When a guy's cheating.
I just don't feel he
you
is.
You chicks just know. Even if you have no evidence, you just have this gut feeling, and 90% of the time, it's right. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
But I think his heart is with you.
Okay.
Unless he's a really, really good, what I call a cat burglar, where he could so slick as a liar that he can actually convince himself that he didn't cheat.
But haven't you done readings for people in the past? They've had those type of people that were super
good,
past lie detector test type people.
But I think that he does things, Cassandra, that you see as very suspicious, and I wouldn't blame you. There's some elements here in their relationship that have caused you to feel this way. So I'm not saying that they're not grounded in truth, but I think that, first of all, if he's a flirt, he needs to stop being so flirtatious in respect of your feelings. If he's having conversations with other girls on his phone, you know, like texting and all, that could be, I would see that as a breach of honesty or whatever, breach of trust. So,
especially after 4 years.
And what the card,
wow,
I feel in this situation are interpreting as cheating is not having had sex. They're seeing it more as a...
I guess it depends on what you consider cheating.
Right.
Some people, it's flat out, did you have intercourse? Other people are like, well, if you're actually having a little mini little affair without physical contact, that's still cheating if you're telling them, oh, I really love you, I like you, I want to be with you. That's cheating.
Is he spending a lot of time with his phone? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's like, I don't know, you know how you text somebody and you're trying to see what's going on. You text all day, y'all talk all day, but when you text, I've been texting for a couple of days, and you know how they just give you that little fast text, like they don't want to be bothered?
Yeah.
Like they don't want to talk. They just say one word. That's what giving me an idea. Like, and to me, I'm seeing somebody. Like, I'm seeing a girl. She's really not interested, but he's more interested. I don't know where I'm getting this from, but that's how I feel.
Oh, well, then I think you should listen to that. That's your gut instinct telling you.
Yeah, and you called the show, so your gut is telling you enough to call the show.
Well, and the thing is, if he's starting to take you for granted and he's relaxing too much, you're starting to see what he would be like as a husband. All right?
The 4 years, it's time to start thinking about some of these things.
And maybe he needs to have a good shakedown. Where, now you've already had the argument, and I'm sure he's
on a break.
Yeah, they're on a break.
They're on a break, so maybe that's where he has to make a sit back, reflect, and think about things.
And maybe not get you back so quick.
Now, you got to watch out. Some of these guys, when they go on break, they think like, oh, I just got out of prison, so I'm free now. I can do whatever I want, as much as I want.
And you know what? They turn into man whores.
Yep. So beware of that.
So... It doesn't mean a thing. It's just a childish response. And so they go out and have sex with everything that moves.
And a lot of times when two people want a break, there's different levels of understanding on that break.
Yeah.
One party thinks, well, it's a break, but we're not single. And the other person thinks, oh, it's a break. I'm single. So I go out and just go, we are.
Right. Exactly.
And I got to tell you, you are not a plain Jane kind of woman. You are really classy. Yes.
She's got standards. And she said, oh, screw this crap.
Men all around you look at you, and if you put the word out that you're available, you'll have so many dating opportunities. It'll be like planes stacked over Newark Airport.
They'll come running just as fast as they
So he's going to end up a loser in all of this, chewing on his fingernails because the one he loved got away.
But if it's his own doing, you can't feel sorry for somebody that – I know 4 years is a different ballgame. There's an investment there.
And there's an old –
not 4 months.
There's an old thing that there's a breakup before the real breakup.
A lot of times when people say, well, I've been off and on with this guy for a while, it's like, well, that's probably not a road to success.
Probably not.
If it's more than one break doesn't mean the world's coming to an end.
But you're
right.
Yeah, exactly.
If this is the first break, it doesn't mean that you're one of those things destined and doomed to die.
You're a hottie, Cassandra.
Holy guacamole.
You are a hottie, and you could have your pick. So if you don't think I'm here to tell you. I see it in your card, son. Now, Jim is going to give you your angel card.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people have come on after I made my spiel about it. Anyway, at the end of your reading, you get an angel card reading before we move on to the next caller. It's one card. It's quick. Subject is remember who you are.
Ooh, good one.
Archangel Michael, the king of the kings?
A badass.
You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved.
Oh, thank you.
Very much so.
Thank you.
So he's lucky to have even had that time.
Yep, and I think she's got her S together.
Her shit, yeah.
So she knows the deal. She wants us to work, but she doesn't want to fuck her.
That's right.
Right.
Sandra, please call us again. The more readings you get, like through these shows, the more clarity comes out.
True that.
And we'll be able to we'll know his best next move before he knows his next
move. Yeah, we do many a show week.
Right.
So I'm glad that you came to the show.
Yep.
And I want you to have your happy ending in all of this.
So you have your Jersey area code, but you're actually in the Atlanta, Georgia area, right?
Yes. I still have my phone. I never changed my number.
Nobody does. It sucks because then you got to tell a million people and whatever. Yeah, nobody changes them. You don't. It's just blows to do so. All right.
Well, hey, we want to hear from you again.
Yes,
please.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And
thank you so much.
Oh, you are so
welcome.
You
have a good night.
Yep, you too.
All right.
She has such a sultry voice.
We got time. We can squeak in a couple more. Anybody that joins in late, I'm sorry, but we'll take the two that we got on the list.
You ready?
443, Tennessee, 443. Welcome to the show.
Let's roll.
It's not Tennessee, it's Maryland.
Yeah.
Am I retarded? I am. I'm not retarded because that's not politically correct. I'm a village idiot. Sorry about that.
That will work.
I wonder.
Yeah.
It is Maryland. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, we know who this is then, right?
Well, thank you for setting them straight. And this
Tennessee, Maryland, they're so close together.
Suzanne?
Suzanne, yes.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Suzanne from the land of Mary.
Yes.
I'm doing okay. I'm just calling for a checkup to see, what you see coming up for me in the next month or so.
Okay.
Yeah, we like that.
Okay.
Anything while she puts the cards down, anything you would like to catch us up on that might help the reading, things that have come up, things that have come to pass?
I have done nothing but work, so there is nothing that has come to pass.
But work equal money, so that is a positive thing.
That's true.
But it can lead to burnout and exhaustion.
There is more to life than work, the way that everything's so... balanced economy, jobs and stuff. You got to be thankful. Like, I'm overworked, but God, the other alternative is worse. If I'm unemployed, that's worse.
Oh, that would be terrible, right?
Horrible. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, anything else that's kind of out there?
Well, I'll tell her what's out there.
Deb's got it. There we go.
What's out there for you is you are getting very close to meeting the professional woman that I feel you are going to share a partnership with. And you're going to click right from the start. You'll likely know. You know how some women say, well, when I met him or saw him across the room, I knew I was going to marry him, even though she didn't even know him. That's how it's going to be for you. Maybe you're going to attend something. You may. It's going to come under the umbrella of serendipity. So it's going to happen when you least expect it. She is coming through as a queen of spades, very forward thinking. Her work is extremely charismatic. And it's going to do a lot to inspire you to go forward because the other thing is, that we've talked about, the spiritual walk that you're going to take.
Right.
That is your true calling for this life. And she will see that in you. And I think that's pretty awesome. I got to tell you, though, I can't shake this, that you and your husband are going to get involved in real estate. It's here.
I hope it's to sell his mother's house.
Oh.
Say that again. I missed a little bit.
Say it again.
I hope it's to sell his mother's house that his sister's stolen from us.
That would be super hopeful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that poor But that woman is going to face some serious karmic.
Yeah, we wonder when. You know,
that's
yeah, I know.
It pisses you off. The people that need that karma to come around, we don't get to see it sometimes. It's probably in another.
Sometimes God, though, will let.
Yeah, it could be someplace outside of our realm, but we just have to believe that.
Yeah.
They're going to get what's coming to them.
Huh, because that is horrible.
Oh, that is, yeah, that's horrible. I don't know how you can live with yourself.
And it looks like your husband has taken that pretty hard.
Well, he's
taking it very hard.
Yeah, I
can't believe he would not.
Let's see what we got here. I feel inevitably, there's the word I want.
It's close.
There's a relocation for you guys. And
okay,
it could be, well, you're in Maryland. All right, let's put it into this sort of context. It could be from Maryland to, say, North Carolina. Or it could
okay.
be north to Ohio. So I just want to give you an idea. I'm not talking about...
I'm not talking you're going to end up in the state of Washington or California.
Yeah, I don't feel it's that far away.
It's not a freaking deal.
Yes.
Okay.
Suzanne, you've got a lot of travel ahead of you. A lot of travel. I think you're going to feel more alive than you have in a very long time. And that's going to be good. Really
yeah.
good. So here, that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's at a certain point, I have to reset.
So can you fake a harp?
Yeah, my little stall program after about six. About an hour and a half, it says, nope, I'm done. You got to restart me. Anyway, Angel Azrael says, hello from heaven. This came up twice, even though it might not be related to anything we just talked about. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries.
Aww.
And feel their loving blessings.
That's good.
I do that all the time.
Okay, well, then it did. Okay, see, sometimes these cards...
Yeah.
Even though we didn't talk about it, so that's good.
Really glad you were able to.
Oh, you could not say anything. You couldn't say anything to me that would be more on than that.
Well, perfect then. Well, then there go the angel
yeah.
cards. They know their shizzle.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called us from
the brand new
state of Maryland/Tennessee.
Yes.
Glad you called us. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. And we'll
bye-bye.
Speak with you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take the last caller, but not the least caller. There it is. Area code 330. We're going back to Ohio. We've been there twice tonight.
Ohio.
Take us to the end, 330.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, first time knowing about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, well, we're happy to hear that.
What is your name?
Yes.
Leslie. I live here in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Oh,
so you took your little Ohio area code and went cross country. All right, cool.
Great.
Yes. A lot of things been going right in my life right now. I have a full-time job here at a small college here. My evaluation tells me I'm a good fit, and I'm going to continue that momentum. I got a driver's license back in June. I got one more lesson left with changing lanes and interstates. Of course, I'll be getting a vehicle here within the next 6 months. And I'm hoping that my love life improves because I've never dated before. And I want to overcome my shyness.
Oh, well, just you being able to express that. Put you on the path.
Well, and plus, he started out with all these positive things.
Yes.
So he's very glass half full.
He's goal-oriented.
Yeah, he's glass half full, which is the way to be. Because if you're down in the dumps, then you're just probably going to keep staying in the ditch. So it's good that you're rocking and rolling, moving forward, and looking to everything getting better and better. That's cool.
Can I ask how old you are?
Ish.
42.
Really?
Ah. So you're not a 18-year-old just learned
to
vote.
No, but you sound very young. I would have pegged him at like 18. Sorry, but...
There goes, there you go, Deb. It's funny.
Why?
No, I'm not. It's not a negative thing. It's funny, though. Like, when you say that to a woman, they love it.
They do.
The guy's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, what do you mean 18? I'm 42 years old. What the hell are you talking about, woman?
So in terms of your love life, there is no history. Right? No. Hello? Did we lose him?
Oh, no, you're right on. He said he hasn't really gone down that road full bore, and he's ready to open the throttles on that. And let's rock to the love life. All right, what do you see, Deb?
I think you need to make, here's what I think. Okay. You should make some really nice friendships with both males and females. And just look at the people coming into your life as initially platonic interests.
Well, it's smart. If you increase your social, I don't know what the amount of people in your life, that's going to open a lot more doors, right?
It is. It's going to have him networking through a bunch of different people.
Yeah, if the right people that you can trust and you're close to and they feel like really good friends, you're going to bump into some people that you never thought you would.
And about the shyness, I have a really good exercise for you. Think of somebody who's famous that you like in the movies, like, I don't know, Johnny Depp, name some. George,
Scooby-Doo. I'm just throwing it out there.
George Clooney. Think of some guy that you think is really, he's suave and debonair, charming and funny, and pretend to be him. And in fact, watch him in his movies or TV shows, and you could pick up some of those mannerisms. You know, and I know you're probably thinking, this woman is, she is crazy.
Batshit crazy.
I'm not. I'm serious. Because I was horribly, growing up, very introverted.
Oh, so was I.
I couldn't say poop if it was in my mouth.
I couldn't say anything to the opposite sex. I was not with my own buddies and stuff. I could say whatever the hell I wanted.
But I was a horrible date. I didn't know how to converse.
I had no confidence. But, you know, now you're at the point where you're obviously, things are going right. Your confidence level is going to start going up, and you need to trust it.
Damn straight.
Trust the confidence level. You just, when you came on and you told us all these, like, 3-4 positive things that happened, that should give you confidence.
Yeah.
Reading with the love life.
And you're getting your car.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going, everything's going in the right direction. You don't want to derail that train. Ride that train. Don't derail it.
Yeah, and don't tell everybody everything too soon.
You don't have to. You know, especially when you start making new friends, different levels of friendship, and sometimes you don't know which level that is. Sometimes there's a really super guy you trust your life with.
And then there's
sometimes there are guys that are just kind of a party buddy.
How about dating websites? Have you looked at them?
Yeah, I've been looking at a lot of attractive women my age group, those with graduate degrees and young children, but I just haven't found that right one that's the right fit.
You should never rush it.
No, and you know a website that might really help you is Bumble, because the men do not get to pick. The women get to send you a like, and then you can either engage in a conversation over the computer or your phone, or you can just let them go by.
Oh, they have a computer or an app, yep.
And they'll send you little messages saying, hey, you're cute. Or, you know.
Or somebody, they let somebody is interested in your profile or something.
That's
like going
to give you more confidence, too. And I find that if you talk to people over texting and that kind of thing, you get a sense of knowing them, camaraderie-ship or, you know.
You got two options. You got that, and you also, like Deb was saying, expand your social network. Physically.
And that, I do see a woman for you.
I mean, you're working in a...
I really do.
The job you have has a lot of people around you, and eventually you could start expanding who you hang out with, whatever you want to call it, and that could open those doors to you. So you got a lot of options. He's a half-full guy. He's very positive.
Because I want, looking for the right interracial relationship, that's the great fit, because I'm African-American. I'm looking for someone who could be Caucasian, Asian, Latina, and Native American.
You know, nowadays
it's a blend now with everybody.
None of that crap matters. As long as you're a human, you're not going to date a tree. You're fine. You're dating a human. Who cares where the hell they're from?
I think you sound very interesting, and if I was available, I'm too old, but I would find you interesting. Very interesting.
You know, but I'm colorblind. I don't know squat.
What?
So I'm colorblind. It's color.
Yeah. But I'm just saying,
you don't
seem like a slug. You don't.
No, he's very positive.
Very articulate, and you called for confirmation.
Which took It, you know
it
what? People, it, actually, it does take guts to go on a live show. So, I mean, I probably wouldn't have done it.
I'd be too scared to call in.
So we thank you for calling. And here's before we hang up, we're going to give you an angel card reading.
Yeah.
And also, we do a ton of shows during the week. And we encourage people to call every single show.
Because you know what happens? The reading takes on expansion and a lot of clarity. And what will happen is we'll be able to really start pinpointing things on your path.
Sure. And if you are on Facebook, I don't care if you are, I'm not going to judge you. A lot of people are. A lot of people hate it. If you're on Facebook, you should find the Psychic Love Doctor show and follow that.
Yeah, you can see it.
Because you can actually watch her do readings and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we got really awesome people that join us constantly. You know,
We have somebody from New Zealand. I mean, we have regulars in Facebook Live that still call us on the blog doc, but they like to watch us. And
yeah.
Talk to us on
Can
Facebook
I
Live.
Ask where you heard about us?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that makes
That's
sense.
That's where we are.
Yeah, that makes sense. That is our main thing. All right. Real quick,
here's your card.
Stand by. Subject of our angel card reading is spread your wings.
Sure.
Archangel Ariel, do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah,
like a brave eagle.
I mean, he's had a whole series of events that are positive. And like I said, that you want to keep riding that happy train.
I think so, too.
Don't derail that sucker. Ride it and keep being positive.
And I see a family for you, a really nice home down the road. Beautiful wife, you're going to look back, and I hope you give me the chance to say, I told you so.
Yeah, awesome, man. Yeah, that was a great reading to take us out.
I loved it, yes.
Very positive.
You are taking us out with dire straits.
Awesomely positive. Yes. We appreciate that.
Take care. Call us again. And everybody else, thanks for joining us. Remember, we don't script this show. You are the show. All right, this now takes us to our Facebookers.
It is our Facebookers. All right, folks, thank you for being here.
Yes.